Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bowerly and Bellavia program brought to you by Publishers Clearinghouse. Hey, WBEN listeners, Publishers Clearinghouse is giving away $5,000 a week forever on February 28th. $5,000 a week for life for you, then $5,000 a week for a loved one. Go to pch.com right now for your chance to win. Entries due February 25th. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. And David, we are talking about the situation in Orchard Park with the Orchard Park schools. I think ignoring the religious exemption to which this mother is entitled and a religious exception to which the West Seneca schools had no issue over the subject of vaccination. This woman does not believe in vaccination. Right. And I think it's almost like the Orchard Park schools are bending over backwards to treat this woman very disrespectfully and possibly illegally.
Right. You know, again, it comes down to her religion, whether you think someone, their religion is legitimate or illegitimate. That's not your call in the First Amendment of the United States. You can worship freely. You can do and congregate and worship freely. And her religion, this is their core belief. You know, and that's the argument she's trying to make. And Erie County Supreme Court said no. Orchard Park is right here.
A decision that was applauded by Mark Poloncarz. So if you're trying to pick sides here, that might be helpful. Should we go back to the calls? Sounds like a plan to me. Here is Kristen in Buffalo on WBEN. Kristen.
Yes. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Sir. Or I'm sorry, ma'am.
No problem.
I didn't mean to gender reassign you without your consent.
No, that's fine. Don't even worry. I just wanted to say that I think at the end of his commentary, Paul Cambria hit the nail on the head. You know, there's plenty of other school districts all over Western New York that have kids in the school district currently going to school with religious exemptions that have been accepted and upheld. You know, to my knowledge, New York State has certain requirements. I think there's a form that's required of you in order to submit with a religious exemption. I don't know if this woman, it sounds to me like she probably did everything she was supposed to do. I don't know. But I mean, if she did, it just, there seems to be something just not right going on here. And I agree with you, Tom, that the Orchard Park School District seems to be treating her very disrespectfully and very unfairly.
Like, and possibly illegally. I mean, they may very well be in violation of this woman's civil rights. I mean, whether or not you think that people who don't want their kids are whack jobs or vaccinated are whack jobs or not, you have to kind of bifurcate. And I got to tell you that the Orchard Park schools, everything I've read, everything I know about what a school is supposed to do in a situation like this, the Orchard Park schools are coming off very badly. They seem belligerent. They seem bellicose. And they possibly seem as though they are violating this woman's civil rights and the civil rights of the daughters, the 13 and the 15-year-old who ought to be in school.
Absolutely. And I understand the people out there talking about, you know, oh, I suppose you can say anything. Yeah, but it goes back to that, like Paul was saying, the sincere belief. She has a history of belonging to this church. She says she has a family history of not being vaccinated. It's not as if she woke up yesterday morning and decided, oh, I've, you know, all of a sudden I decide to have these beliefs. Although technically speaking, you can find religion at any point in time in your life. You know, but I just think that it's unfair the way she's being treated, and those girls deserve an education. And you know, it's just funny that this whole scenario is coming to light now, because there's probably more kids in the school districts around Western New York with religious or medical exemptions who aren't vaccinated, and people have no clue about it. And they go on day to day, and they could care less about it because they don't know about it.
You know, Kristen, you brought up a really good point that, you know, you could have a religious conversion in 24 hours, and at the time you make a decision based on your religion, who's to say that you don't really mean it?
Absolutely, especially if you follow whatever rules are set forth in place in terms of whatever paperwork you need to file or documentation you need to provide. This woman doesn't sound like she's an unintelligent person here. It sounds like she did what she was supposed to do.
Well, I guarantee you that if the Orchard Park School District was serving pork, and there were Muslim students that said, Muslim or Jewish students that said, we're not eating pork, there would be an alternative to that pork, right? Because you don't want to offend someone's religious beliefs.
The fact that, you know, well, this is, we're talking about the health of children and the medical well-being of children. Well, let me just tell you something. You know, there are documented cases of adverse reactions to vaccines. It does happen. If there was 1,000 cupcakes put in front of your child on the table and you were told that one of those cupcakes was poisoned, would you let your child eat one of those cupcakes?
That depends on the cupcake.
I was going to say, it depends on how much money somebody offers.
Now, you got a point. Listen, of course, it's our kids. You're absolutely right. It's our children. You're absolutely right, and I totally hear where you're coming from. Here's all I'm going to say, though. We also have kids dying, you know, from measles around the globe as well, and we want to make sure we're protecting people the most we can. Orchard Park has made a decision that the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, but you really can't do that when it comes to the Constitution. That's the problem, is that the Constitution protects individual liberty. Go ahead.
I know, I understand what you're saying. In terms of the measles things, like realistically, okay, we don't have outbreaks going on. If you're being honest, like if you look up the definition of an outbreak, I don't think 300 cases across the entire country constitutes an outbreak. Number two, people aren't dying of the measles here in the United States of America. Around the world, yes, people still die of the measles, but there's been 3 deaths of the measles since the year 2000.
Right, but I mean, again, I think of all the arguments you're making, that one's the weakest because, you know, again, we're talking about cupcakes. If you're one of the 3 kids that died of the measles, you know, that's serious to you. But I think the strongest argument here is that Orchard Park looks bad, right? And the school system doesn't want to look bad. You don't want to look like you're not showing respect to other people's religion. And especially if the allegation that the mother was saying, let me wait on the blood work to show you that my kid is immune to this. And you didn't allow her to do that. You didn't send home homework. It just looks bad. And so I think you get to your point a lot quicker by going with the original argument. And listen, anti-vaccinations, whether it's... Are you now saying that even if you don't have a religious reason why you're against vaccinations, do you not have the ability to make the best decision? I might disagree with your decision, but do you not as a parent have the right to make the best decision for your kids with the information you have?
Well, in New York State, you don't. New York State only allows religious and medical exemptions. Some states have philosophical exemptions.
Right, but what I'm stating, though, is that if you're going to make the argument that your child has a physical issue if they get inoculated, I mean, if the mother would have won this case, does it open up Pandora's box for civil liberties and for the state coming in and mandating that everyone gets inoculated? Do we have a school, a magnet school of kids that are without, you know, without vaccinations? I mean, what's the answer here? I just think it comes down to public relations, and Orchard Park looks really bad. And by the way, West Seneca had no issue with this for 10 years. No one got measles from these kids, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I guarantee you there's other children in Orchard Park School District that are going to school right now that were at school today with religious exemptions in place.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you very much, guys.
We move on.
And I'm not, you know, a spokesman or a disciple for the inner temple of the inner flame. I don't even know what they stand for.
Because they don't have a website. Apparently, they also don't believe in computers.
But whatever it is, that's their religion. And this woman is you know, third generation in this church, and we take her at her word. She has no reason, you know, to not believe any of the things she's stating. I think she has a very good attorney who laid out a very clear case, and you could check out that case online yourself and look at their arguments. Make your own decision.
Here's Jacob in Lockport on WBEN. Jacob, on whose side do you find yourself on?
I'm on the side of Orchard Park. First off, this woman mentioned that that they don't need to have 100 cases or 30 to be an outbreak. The fact is that if you have one case of measles, it's considered an outbreak in New York State.
In Rochester, there are seven cases of measles.
Industry. All it takes is one to have an outbreak of disease in terms of measles.
That's an excellent point, by the way. It always takes one spark. You don't need 100 people with it to start getting people sick.
So, you know, I've been dealing with vaccines for about 25 years, so in the public health industry. So I know that Orchard Park could have handled this a lot better. We all agree with that. But putting that aside, a parent doesn't have the ability to put other children at risk because she wants her children to be able to attend the school. Once again, they didn't handle that correctly or right, but, you know, you don't put other people at risk. There are people who can't get vaccinations, children and other who have compromised immune systems who can't get the vaccination. Right now, New York State is looking at eliminating religious exemptions in New York State. So that
Jacob, I need you to hold on for a second. We will do Jacob on the vaccination issue and the Orchard Park controversy. You're back with us.
Yes, yeah, so thank you again. You know, and just because West Seneca they make their decisions doesn't mean that they made the right decisions. So I think Orchard Park, you know, the outbreak in Monroe County of nine, it was nine as of the beginning of this week. It was three last week. That's increasing dramatically. People,
you know, and we cut you off. Excuse my interruption, but we had to get the traffic at exactly the moment you talked about religious exemptions and the drive to get rid of them.
Yeah, well, no, there's right now there's three two exemptions in New York State, and that's religious and medical. They're now talking about taking away, eliminating the religious exemption because of all these outbreaks that are occurring. So they would only allow the medical. The fact is a lot of these children might attend the school who can't get vaccinated because they have compromised systems. So, you know, this one other person mentioned, well, these children are 13 to 15. They've never expressed an interest in being vaccinated. It doesn't matter whether the children express an interest in being vaccinated. They're 13 and 15. It's really not up to them. It's up to the parents. So the kids can say they want it. That doesn't matter. So I just think there's a lot, you know, people put misinformation out. You know, Jenny McCarthy is the spokesperson for the anti-vaxxers. You know, CDC is the expert for people who believe in vaccination. So I just think, you know, it's filled with a lot of...
Well, don't forget Jim Carrey and all of his PhD work.
And you know, I understand, Dave, your, you know, comments about, you know, First Amendment, freedom of speech. But when people who can't take, who can't get a vaccine are being exposed because of people who could have had it, that just doesn't seem to be a...
Hey, listen, I'm on your side with the anti... I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
But I do believe in the Constitution.
But that's... my issue is that when... First of all, Orchard Park, you know, before they contacted an attorney, they probably should have contacted a PR firm because this just looks horrible. There are times that you're right, you know. While we're having this conversation, you know, integrity is important as well. And when you're stating that you're out looking out for the best needs of the students, you would think that you would have gone through all of the efforts to make sure. If someone tells you, I dipped my kid in, you know, a magic potion and my kid is, you know, healed from any disease, all right, give me the blood work. Show me the blood work that states that your kid is inoculated naturally and doesn't need a vaccine, and we'll let your kid in the school. Yeah. Well, just wait for that time to be done.
Titers are where they take blood to see if you have the antibiotics.
Right, but all they had to do was wait that time limit.
Right.
And then this isn't even an issue. And then now they're enforcing existing policy. And by the way, Orchard Park has every right to deny a religious exemption. That's their right too. And I think the courts, well, the courts did uphold that. But, you know, pulling cars doesn't help anything because he's got to run around. He obviously has issues with organized religion as it goes.
All right, thank you very much for the call. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. It is Bowerly and Bellevue with you on a Friday talking about the situation in Orchard Park with the woman who is having all kinds of issues, excuse me, with the Orchard Park schools over the fact that her kids are not vaccinated. He wants them to go to school. Naturally, the Orchard Park schools don't see that happening. And David talking about a local story from Orchard Park about a mom who wants her kids to go to Orchard Park School. The Orchard Park School does not want the kids there because the kids are not vaccinated because of the mother's religious beliefs. And I agree with you. I think the Orchard Park Schools, from a public relations standpoint, are handling this horribly. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Gene and Elma is with us. Gene.
Hello. How are you?
Ma'am.
Yes. Hello?
Hi, go right ahead, please.
Yes, my son, when he was 11 years old, received a chickenpox shot, and which resulted in his pancreas shutting down. So I agree with the mother. She has the right for her religion, and that's really all I have to say.
You waited a half hour to say that?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to let everybody know that the immunization shots do cause problems.
But what do you say to someone that presents, you know, 27 million people that got a vaccination with no problem, and then there's, you know, four individuals that had a situation like yours where,
always,
you know, a pancreas, I mean, pancreatic cancer, anything with a pancreas is extremely dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
So you have a really bad, you know, less than 0.01%. What do you say to that? I mean, should... Obviously, we want to take care of people like you and keep your son away from things that are going to hurt him. But if it's helping 25 million people, how do you juxtapose that?
I think it's a parent's right to give vaccinations or not.
No, I understand that. But you had no idea that this would adversely affect your kid until he got the vaccination. Because if you did know that before...
How many more are out there that have this situation?
So we would have to have almost a pre-vaccination screening to know how people would react to it.
Right, because before my son went to school, there was hardly anybody that had diabetes. And we actually had a trainer come in for the nurses and the teachers and everything at Iroquois to teach, acknowledge, you know, educate them all.
Oh, yeah, because of the pancreas issue, that's what led to the diabetes?
Yes.
Well, because, well, the pancreas, for those who don't know, what happens with type 1 or what we used to call juvenile diabetics is in the pancreas there are these cells called the islets of Langerhans, otherwise known simply as islet cells. And when somebody has type 1 diabetes, the islet cells die and the pancreas is unable to produce natural insulin. So people spike their blood sugar and get very, very sick.
He was very ill. We almost lost him.
But do we know for a fact that it was the vaccine that caused the diabetes? Because there's always that question about what was the causative agent? Was it simply coincidental? I mean, when my daughter came down with type 1 diabetes, she came down with it right after she had just a nasty, nasty head cold. And the thinking is that her immune system, due to the cold, basically went into high overdrive and killed a lot more than it was supposed to kill. Her own immune system basically killed her islet cells. That is the theory that they've been working with.
Well, my son, when he came down with diabetes, he was a very healthy child, and the chickenpox was in 2003 when he went and got his chickenpox shot. He broke out with chickenpox, and then I called the doctor right away and I said, you know, he's all broken out. And they said, bring him in. And they gave him another shot. When it was 2 months later.
When you say another shot, did they do another chickenpox vaccine, Zovirex? What did they give him?
Yes, another chickenpox shot.
Okay.
So then when he became very ill, we were rushed to Children's Hospital. And when I finally got in there, they had asked me, the head diabetes physician had said to me, what immunization shots has your son just had?
Oh. Well, that kind of closes the deal. It was the shot.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. How is your son coping with life as a type 1 diabetic? Is he on the pump?
He is now on the pump. He's 26.
Oh, good, good.
You know, he's an adult, but now he's going to be looking for a new pancreas. He's going on a list with this new doctor that he has, but the price of insulin and the pump and all that, he has insurance through his work, but hardly any of that covers. His insulin was $99 for like a month, and all of a sudden went up to $999.
Oh, yeah, it does absolutely positively add up.
And I said, how did that happen? Where have I been?
But I mean, but as a type 1 diabetic, your son's definitely going to need the Hep B vaccine, right? So it's not all vaccinations. It's just the chickenpox vaccination.
Right.
Because, I mean, you get Hep B as a diabetic. I mean, that's horrible.
Yeah. But, you know, it seems to me, David, and it seems to me, Gene, that down the line, as we learn more and more about genetics and about various DNA strands, I think that science, probably within our lifetimes, is going to be able, using a DNA profile, to determine who is likely to have a negative outcome from a given vaccine. There's got to be a DNA component, which I'm sure they're going to unlock in the next 20 years.
But then you have allergies, then you have bad vaccinations. I mean, you could very well just get a bad batch. There's a million things that could be there.
Look at all the peanut allergies that the children have now.
Right.
When I was a child, we didn't have any in the school.
Yep, understood.
Wow.
Gene, thank you very much for the call. I knew we'd get more out of you.
Thank you.
She was just warming up.
She needs
a good 5 minutes to get going.
No, nobody stays on hold 35 minutes unless they've got a lot to say.
But again, here's the problem with the anti-vax crowd, okay? The ambassadors of the anti-vax crowd have been horrible. They've been the worst ambassadors of any movement. There could be a plethora of reasons why your argument makes a whole lot of sense, but it's not going to be Alex Jones, and it shouldn't be Jenny McCarthy that are leading the charge. Now, I understand, you know, well, let's all look for common denominators. I could find 2% milk as a common denominator, right? But if I made the statement that 2% milk is what gave my son, you know, pancreatitis or type 1 diabetes, people are going to look at you like, well, that doesn't make any sense. So what I'm saying is that when you lead off with your argument, you know, by saying that I have definitive information. Now, when the doctor comes up to you and says, what is the last vaccination that your son got? That might not have been, this is what caused it. It could have been, well, he was diabetic before he got the shot, or he had an allergy before he got the shot, or maybe the vaccination is bad. But I see so many anti-vax people that also believe in some of the most absurd conspiracies I've ever heard in my entire life. I mean, if the government of the United States wanted to kill our children, we're not going to do it with vaccinations. There's a million ways that we can. We got people drinking lead water. You know, no one seems to be outraged about all the other. To me, the argument would go a lot farther if it was a sober discussion. We heard someone that said, my son got the vaccination and he got diabetes. Why it happened, how it happened, I don't know. But there's other vaccinations that he needs, or we're going to lose him too at 26. So it can't be all or nothing. You can't be against every vaccination. You could be against some, and people are going to react differently to it. But I will never believe in a conspiracy that the Center for Disease Control is trying to kill our children.
Or Big Pharma is trying to kill our children.
Well, you know, even Big Pharma, at least the government, it's a private entity. At least you can go down the conspiracy trail. But I just think that if I'm leading a movement, it's not going to be pixie related. Because it's really hard to believe.
Pixie related?
No, it's a ridiculous argument.
I'm sorry. That struck me as being funny.
It's just ridiculous to me.
All right, we're talking about the case of the woman in Orchard Park wants her kids to go to school. The school is basically saying get bent because your kids aren't vaccinated. They said they were going to wait till the results of the blood test on the kid. They did no such thing. And in my opinion, they're treating this woman and her kids with great disrespect and almost in a belligerent way. Back to the calls we go on WBEN. It's Sam in Williamsville. Sam, you are on. Hello.
Yeah, thanks. I got to tell you, I think, you know, I live in Williamsville now, but I used to live in Orchard Park, and I'm going to have to give the benefit of the doubt to the Orchard Park school system. Those are some pretty good, talented administrators there. They might have fumbled the ball in terms of the PR piece of the equation. I'm just getting the tidbits here, but I think they do have a right, you know, to just allow anyone in there that might have a...
Not really. The way I understand it, sir, is that the mother has the right to get an exemption based on religion in the same way as she did in West Seneca. So, I mean, she has the right.
Well, but I guess what I'm saying, though, is that, well, the judge agreed with Orchard Park. So whether or not...
I guess I would, you know, and I don't know, just from an organizational standpoint, if I was the, you know, the leader of that organization, I would have to, irregardless of the politics or of it all, I'd have to err on the side of safety.
See, but, you know, Sam, I'm with you. Here's what I would have done, though. Give the kid his homework, the kids their homework. Wait for the blood results to come in. Find out that the Church of the Eternal Zippo or whatever the church they have. No, I'm just saying, whatever their church, whatever their religion is, I might not agree with it, but it's their right to have their religion. All right, blood work came back. Turns out your kid is not inoculated from, you know, flaming arrows. The blood doesn't show antibodies in the system. Get the inoculation. If you don't, then guess what? Go find another school district. And I think everyone's happy.
Yeah, I agree. I was curious, though. Do you know how this thing percolated up to media exposure? Was that from the parent?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt. Anytime you get a case like this, you're committing professional malpractice unless you, you know, if you win the case, you want to do a spike the football dance. If you lose, you definitely want to scream out. Look, this parent, this mother has a great attorney. And, you know, he's doing his job and everyone's doing their job. I just think Orchard Park probably should have reached out and got some better defense because they don't look very good here.
Yeah, well, I I'm just going to go back. You know, there's some very bright people over there. And I just have a feeling that they did some serious due diligence on their part and came to a decision that they stuck with. And I'm going to have to say that I trust that they made, you know, a decent judgment, irregardless of the politics or religious nature of the thing.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. By the way, just because we're going to get a whole bunch of texts about this, irregardless is not a word.
Regardless.
Yeah, the word is regardless or irrespective. People are going to text insulting your use of the English language. I just wanted to make the correction to you.
Irrespectless.
Irrespectless. That is the word you want to use. Yeah, but irregardless is not a word. The word is regardless or you could say irrespective of. And I'm not trying to be a smartass. I'm saying this, young man, for your own good.
Whatever.
Without trying to be a smartass. It is, because I make mistakes all the time. 548 at News Radio 930 WBEN.
Irregardless of your mistake.
Irregardless of my mistakes. I ain't kidding. WBEN 7 First Alert Forecast, a wind advisory for Niagara, Orleans, Genesee, Erie, and Chautauqua counties until 7 o'clock. Irregardless, it should be a relatively decent evening. Saturday, calm and cold with partly sunny skies, the high temperature 27. Sunday, mostly cloudy with snow showers late, 27 degrees. Right now, 30 degrees. It feels like 16 at News Radio 930 WBEN. David, the only reason I made such a big deal out of it is because when I was a rookie talk show host, I made the mistake of A, saying that the word was irregardless. People didn't like that very much. They jammed the line saying, oh my God, how could you say such a stupid thing? And the other one was my contention that driving is a right, not a privilege. That met with all kinds of grief.
I walked into the, when I first started out, I did a show on driving bans, and that I will never do that again.
Oh, why? What happened?
Well, because I listen, God bless. Libertarians annoy me more than any liberal could ever annoy me. And this is what I've always stated. I fear the libertarian more than I fear any liberal. Because libertarians are just impossible to move off the wall. They will, and I don't mean the actual literal wall that is building on the south border. But a libertarian is just, they surround themselves. It's, this is the way, this is the only way, and you can't move them. And it just, it's so frustrating. But when you start talking about the constitutionality of a driving ban, it's the most, who, it's like, you know, literally watching an incubator and waiting for a chick to pop up.
An incubator or an incubus?
An incubator. I remember that. It's just boring. No one wants to hear it. I can't stand it. Driving bans.
By the way,
they're right. You really can't restrict someone's right to travel.
You're not driving. You're traveling.
That's right.
Here is Anna in Buffalo on WBEN. Anna.
Hey, guys. So I'm one of those stubborn libertarians, actually. So I thought it was really great that you led into my call with that.
Well, it's, you know, God bless you.
Thank you. I've also been called a conspiracy theorist more than once. And the big difference, my distrust of the government does not kill other people's children. every valid argument I've heard for...
Before I get you into this, let me ask you the legitimate question, though.
Sure.
Do you really believe... Honestly, and I don't want to know how or why, but do you believe that there are people out there that are, you know, in the guise of trying to help are actually, you know, for whatever reason, trying to hurt?
No, I think that there's a lot of financial motivations that are not disclosed. And I think everyone wants to believe in something bigger than themselves, you know? So sometimes people just grab onto something. And
So your conspiracy theory is that people want to get rich, and they do. It's obvious. And businesses want to make more money. And if people die, so be it. I want to make money. But you don't believe that there are, like, people that are like, let's kill red-haired children.
Certainly not. No, okay. I'm willing to ask the questions, but I don't pretend to know more than I do, I guess, right?
I respect that. Keep going.
Thank you. And the other thing is I very rarely disagree with freedom of religion, and I very rarely agree with more government control. But what we're not accounting for is John Stuart Mill's and the theory of harm, or the harm principle, which has been a legal precedent for 150 years. So if your freedom of religion harms other people, that's where it ends. So I kind of hope that, and again, every argument I've heard for not vaccinating your children that is valid is a medical reason. So all of these religious exemptions are actually harming those legitimate exemptions in my eyes.
But see, when we argue like with the totality of why we're against or for something, we open up the door to anomalies, and anomalies completely collapse the common denominator. So what I'm saying is that if you want to say that your kid reacted this way or your DNA profile reacts that way, you have a right to not do something because of the health of your child. But just like you have a right to defend your kid, I have a right to defend my kid. How do we ever find compromise if your unvaccinated child can make another person's vaccinated child sick?
Exactly. And I think the good of the group always has to override the good of an individual. And hopefully medicine will catch up and be able to test for those things. But again, that would be grounds for a medical exemption. And not, I don't think anyone's religion justifies the death of a child.
Anna, and by the way, Anna, you're not a conspiracy theorist. You're a rational person. I don't know why you would ever describe yourself as that.
I'll take it.
Well, I mean, you're talking about John Stuart Mills. I'm thinking about John Cougar Mellencamp. I guess
no, but,
two different.
But again, I think that's a very rational platform she had there. I don't think that's Alice Jones.
I didn't find that to be wackadoodle at all.
Frogs make you gay. Or gay frogs.
Kissing a frog makes you even gayer.
Whatever Alex Jones believes.
It is 5:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly and Bellavia.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.